Last night we completed Surah Yusuf, Surah Ra'd, and Surah Ibrahim. Surah Yusuf has been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Ahsanul Qasas, meaning the best of the stories. And it's not the best of the stories because it's an interesting story, which it is. It's a very, very interesting story, and it's a very heart-wrenching story of a person who goes through so many hardships and turmoil and trials and tribulations and adversities in his life, and ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him out of those adversities and gives him a very honorable position in this world and finally makes him victorious over all of his adversities. But it's not Ahsanul Qasas, it's not the best of stories because of that. It's the best of the stories because of the lessons that we can learn from the adversities that were faced by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. In this surah, we have all different kinds of aspects of problems that can go through a person's life. Problems with one's relatives, problems with employment, problems with a person being imprisoned, problems with a person's temptations and desires, and controlling one's nafs in succumbing to those desires. All of these issues are related in this surah, and how Yusuf alayhi salam came through all of these challenges with flying colors. This is why it is Ahsanul Qasas, and the lessons we can learn from that, that is why it is Ahsanul Qasas. We know the brief story of Yusuf alayhi salam, how his brothers took him and threw him into the well, and how he became a slave for so many years. And then after being a slave, he was in prison for so many years. And he basically went through all of these hardships, and ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the brothers meet up with him again after many years of these hardships, when he is now in a high position in the government. He's the treasurer of the government. So when the brothers recognize him, they are astonished and they say, "Innaka la anta Yusuf? Are you indeed Yusuf?" And he says, "Yes, ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. I am Yusuf, and this is my brother Binyamin, who he had taken as a kind of hostage so that the brothers would come back again. Qad manna Allahu alayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed, he has favored us." And then after that, the brothers were basically sorry for all that they had done. And they said, "Tallahi laqad atharaka Allahu alayna wa in kunna laqati'een." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a high position above us, and indeed, we were the wrongdoers. But look at the response of Yusuf alayhi salam. Bear in mind that he's been through so many hardships for so many years, including many, many years in prison. And what does he say? The first thing he says, when they say that we've made a mistake, he said, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm." There is no blame upon you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. So think how we would be in that position. Now, if we had the upper hand, and these people who wanted to kill us, who wanted to get rid of us, when we have the upper hand, what would we have done to them? Our natural instinct as human beings would be to take revenge. But Yusuf alayhi salam shows by example that that is not what a gracious and what a generous and what a humble person does. A humble person is forgiving, and he overlooks the mistakes that other people do against him. And then a few ayahs later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how the parents come. When the parents come, when the brothers go back and they bring their parents back, it's the ayah says, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. They put their parents on the arsh, on the throne, and they all prostrated to the parents. And Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ya Abati, hada ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl. This is the interpretation of my dream that I had so many years ago. the sun and the moon and the 11 stars prostrating in front of the sun and the moon, meaning the parents. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that dream come true. And now look at this sentence, what he says. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ. After meeting his parents after so many years, a person, he wants to tell of all the hardships that he went through, all the difficulties he went through, the slavery that he had to endure, the prison that he had to endure. But he doesn't say that. He only counts the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did a great favor to me when he took me out of the prison. And he did a great favor to me that he brought you from the village to see me here. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After the shaytan, he infiltrated and made a dispute between me and my brothers. He doesn't even blame the brothers. He blames the shaytan. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. So again, look at how gracious Yusuf alayhi salam is after so many years when he could take revenge, but he is still a person who is a kareem. He is a generous person, and he is being how we should be. And this is one of the many lessons that we can learn from this surah. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.